Welcome to Voice of the Public. I'm your host, Edmundo Resendez. It's a special Voice of the Public featuring a radio town hall meeting with U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich. He will share his thoughts on the election and other issues that concern you. Plus, we'll ask the senator about rumors with his political career. Some have him running for New Mexico governor, while another rumor has him running for president in 2020. What does Senator Heinrich say? We'll ask him. Call in at 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212, or join us on social media with your questions or comments. Voice of the Public with U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org. More after the news. Welcome to a special Voice of the Public. I'm Edmundo Resendez. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich is a U.S. Senator from New Mexico. Elected in 2012, Heinrich serves on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources, the Armed Services, Intelligence, and Joint Economic Committees. This week, Senator Heinrich was selected to serve as a ranking member of the U.S. Joint Economic Committee in the 115th Congress. Earlier today, Senator Heinrich participated in a hearing entitled The Economic Outlook. Senator Heinrich questioned U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen on the state of the economic recovery and the Fed's plan for the upcoming year. Senator Heinrich, welcome to Voice of the Public. Welcome to KRWG. And I think that seems like a great place to start the conversation. What did you hear from Janet Yellen regarding the economic outlook for the upcoming year?
Well, first, I just want to say I'm really glad to be able to join all your listeners today. I know people from all across southern New Mexico listen to this program, and it's great to be with all of them. It's an honor to get appointed to the position of being the ranking member on the Joint Economic Committee, and one of the great opportunities that it affords is to be able to hear directly and personally from people who are pulling the levers that really steer our economy. And certainly the Fed is one of those really critical roles that has a huge impact on interest rates and a lot of the macro level issues with the economy. I suspect that the economy as a whole is growing fast enough now. And obviously, Chair Yellen is very careful about how she couches her words. But it is growing fast enough now that we have interest rate raises ahead, and the scale of those will probably, be very commensurate with the kind of growth that we see. There's been good job numbers in recent months. A lot of what I spent my time talking to Chair Yellen about, though, is the disconnect between the macro-level economics and individual New Mexicans and individuals across the country who feel like they've been left behind by this economic recovery. And it is that disparity that I think really drives a lot of the challenges that we see today. Most New Mexicans don't measure the economy by whether or not the Dow Jones is going up. They measure their own economic fortunes by whether or not they've had a raise this year or in the last 3 years, for that matter. Whether they're going to be able to send their kids to college without taking out so much debt that it becomes unmanageable. And how are they going to retire? So it was sort of reconnecting to those measures of the economy and how that plays into her decision making and what opportunities we have on the legislative side to address those issues that I really spent much of my time focused on in the hearing today with Chair Yellen.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. You can also join us on the social media desk, where Simon Thompson is standing by ready to hear your questions or comments for today's special guest, Senator Martin Heinrich.